What's going on there, watch fans? Happy holidays. Have you ever wanted to polish your watch like a professional and not spend a lot of money? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects at the same time. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and reusable gloves. I guarantee that you'll love the experience. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I talk to you all about the most important things to look out for when buying a watch. I offer my perspective from my experience. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit. Today I wanted to talk to you about what are the most important things to look out for when buying a watch. Well, it's very different and it's very subjective, you know. There are no rules. There's no hard and fast rules of how to go about this. I have my own set of rules that I apply for myself and I try to share with my clients, which I strongly advise. They've never guided me wrong, so it's something that I think, it's important, because I think a lot of people go out and buy watches, and yeah, it's very important to go out and if you're collecting watches and learn yourself and make those investments and make those experiments, and you're going to make mistakes. There's no right or wrong way to go about it, but through my experience in the watch industry, I can definitely advise you, probably better than most on how to go about purchasing a watch and what to look out for. So without further ado, in no specific order, this is what I look out for. First and foremost, you want to buy what you like. It doesn't matter what anyone tells you, it's a good investment, or there are only so many pieces being made, or, you know, it's very exclusive. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, The number one thing that's most important when buying a watch is you must buy what you like. That could be for a variety of reasons, from complications to the way it looks, to price point. You know, it doesn't matter. If you like it, you should. That's definitely the most important criteria. What I like to do is combine a bunch of criteria together. And if I can do it, it makes it harder because there's not many watches out there that fit all the criteria, but I definitely want to make sure that it has at least two or three out of the, you know, four criteria or five criteria that I may have. So number one is buy what you like. Definitely buy what you like. Number two is, and it's a combination, it could be the number two and three thing, but I kind of think they go hand in hand, is buy something really well made and buy it for the design. I'm a huge sucker for design. And the design is very important because that's the language of the watch. That's what you look at. That's what you rely on. That's what makes it distinctive from any other watch, the design. And when you have design, combined with quality, quality, reliability, craftsmanship, those things are extremely important. You know, if you can get both, that's amazing. A really, really well designed and thought out watch and a really well made watch at the same time. You know, you'll enjoy it more as well if you know that it works and you know that you love looking at it every day, and for the next 50 years, next 100 years, you pass it down. It doesn't matter. It's design and quality go hand in hand. So that could be two and three, you know. The fourth thing that I really like to look out for is exclusivity. You know, I love watches that are exclusive, that are, you know, like not everyone else has. You know, watches that are, they make very limited production numbers. You know, that makes me feel like I have something that no one else has or very few people in the world have. So exclusivity is a limited production or numbering or whatever it may be. It may not even be numbered. It may just be exclusive. It may be only made for certain boutiques or for certain reasons, or, you know, whatever the reasons may be, something exclusive. And the last thing that I think is, you know, to me most important, and I do get, you know, some pushback on this from collectors, and listen, I don't think it's as important on your first watch, but I definitely think a rule of thumb, and I'm realizing more and more every day that people are looking out for this. It's important to them. They're learning through trial and error. They eventually get to this last point that I'm making, but something that holds its value, something that really, really holds its value, so that, you know, whether you decide to sell it, trade it, upgrade it, you're going to get some value out of it, you know? Listen, these things you wear, I don't think there are many things you can wear that you can say hold their value. You can't say that about any other item that you actually physically wear. And a watch is actually one of those items, and especially for a man, this is like, you know, an individual, this is an accessory that's, you know, a symbol of individual style and taste that you can wear that can hold its value. And I think watches are very important. They're becoming more important than cars or, you know, art or wine or whatever it is that you collect out there. A watch you can take with you anywhere. I've said it 100 times. And, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people buy them for status symbol reasons. And that's fine. You buy, again, buy what you like. Whatever the reason. But I like to have things that hold their value. I like to know that I bought something and God forbid I had to sell it, trade it, upgrade it. I can, you know, God forbid sell it or liquidate it and get a good portion of my money back, you know, a good portion. And you can't say that about, again, any other thing that you wear. So, you know, those are my criteria for what I look out for, or the most important things to look out for when buying a watch. Again, buy what you like, design and quality, exclusivity, and something that holds its value. You know, especially for the holidays, you want to buy something for that special someone, that loved one, that significant other, whoever it may be for. These are definitely good things to consider, or even if it's for yourself, especially if it's for yourself. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com, or you can call me at 702-608-0251. You can, you know, visit my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Cape Cod Polishing Cloth. If you want to clean, polish, and protect your watch for under $20, there's really nothing to think about. Go to www.capecodpolish.com. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, you can follow me on my Instagram, my Twitter, and my Facebook watch page. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.